Dr. Pinsky with a supplemental report on Juan Lertora, L-E-R-T-O-R-A. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Lertora, as described in my report of 2/28/24. But at that time, I was not in receipt of any medical documentation to review. Period, you have now kindly provided same. Period. New paragraph, these show he filed a claim petition alleging on 1/31/22 he fell and sustained injuries to the back, comma, right leg, comma, right arm, comma, right shoulder, comma, his arms, comma, legs, comma, shoulders, comma, and neck. Period. He also filed a claim petition alleging on 3/18/21 he was delivering packages and sustained injuries to the back, comma, right leg, comma, right arm, comma, right shoulder, comma, arms, comma, legs, comma, shoulders, comma, and neck. Period. Last, he filed a claim, another claim petition. Scratch that. Lastly, he filed another claim petition alleging on 11/17/21 a truck gate strap caught under his chin, resulting in injuries to the neck, comma, jaw, comma, broken tooth, comma, mouth, comma, pain, weakness, stiffness, aching, and loss or restriction of use. Period. New paragraph. On 9/29/22, he was evaluated neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell. Period. He noted there was a work injury on 3/18/21 when he was pulling a hand truck with packages on it backwards. But he tripped and fell backwards, and the hand truck fell onto his right knee. Period. He had x-rays of the right knee 4 days later at occupational health that were negative for fracture. Period. His symptoms improved, and a few weeks later, he was released from care. Period. There was another work injury on 11/17/21 when the handle on the back of the truck caught underneath his chin when being pulled upwards and broke his upper right canine. Period. He had sucked a dentist and had the tooth repaired. Period. He also suffered another work injury on 1/13/22. Period. He was trying to close the back of a tractor trailer when the handle broke and he fell 2 to 3 feet off the back of the truck onto his back. Period. He reported symptoms involving the low back that did not radiate to the extremities. Period. He wrote the petitioner sustained cervical, thoracic, and lumbar contusions and was not at maximum medical improvement. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. He should also obtain x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine and return in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph. He did undergo x-rays on 3/23/23 at Atlantic Medical Imaging. Period. These show he had a thoracic spine x-ray that was read as normal. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays were read as unremarkable with oblique flexion and extension views. Period. X-rays of the cervical spine were read as unremarkable with oblique and flexion and extension lateral views. Period. The petitioner then participated in physical therapy at Twin Borough, B-O-R-O, Work Care from 3/13/23 through 4/5/23. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. It is now evident that Mr. Lertora sustained a series of work-related injuries on 3/18/21, 11/17/21, and 1/13/22. Period. Based upon the additional documentation supplied, he did not have surgery after any of these events. Period. However, he claimed to have injured virtually his entire body on each occasion. Period. When evaluated here. Exam was unimpressive and without substantial abnormalities, period. At this point, I would again offer 0% permanent partial or total disability, referable to the chin, comma, neck, comma, jaw, comma, mouth, comma, back, comma, right leg, comma, right arm, comma, right shoulder, comma, arms, comma, legs, comma, shoulders, comma, and neck, period. And that is the end.